Welcome to The Rooted Home. I'm Amy Gannett, a Bible teacher and a writer passionate about exegetical Bible study. In my own life and in the life of my community, I've learned one very valuable truth. If we root our lives on anything other than the Word of God, we will be sorely disappointed. And so I've made this my passion project, to make exegetical Bible study available and accessible to anyone who wants to pursue it. I'm thrilled you're joining me for this study. It's my prayer that you find verse-by-verse study, the process by which we draw out the meaning of the text, looking for what it teaches us about God and His unchanging character, fruitful in your life and in your home. The Book of Lamentations isn't the most popular book for Bible study. In a lineup of Bible courses, it's just not bound to be picked first. Sort of like me in middle school with every single group sport. Always picked last. Don't worry, I'm totally over it. Lamentations is not the most popular book in the Bible for daily Bible study, but for very justifiable reasons. It's a long book of lamenting poems. It combines prophecy and poetry as it reflects on the nation of Israel's grief as they experience the consequences of their sin in daily, physical, national ways. Simply put, Lamentations, not an upper. But amidst all the grief and toil in the text, we find something actually quite remarkable, a biblical outline for repentance. This book isn't a step-by-step guide on how to deal with grief, and it isn't a counseling guide for loss or suffering, but it does give us a firsthand account of what it looks like to break God's commands and a proclamation of His call to return. In the Book of Lamentations, we find something absolutely beautiful in the rubble, the reality that the path of repentance is always open. I'm just thrilled you decided to spend the next several weeks studying this book with me. I know you're going to find your time in God's Word fruitful, encouraging, and prayer-provoking. And who knows, maybe some of us will even learn to walk better in repentance in our own lives as a result. There are just a few things you'll need to grab before we dive in. First, grab your Bible because we will be using it every single day as we dive into the text verse by verse. You'll also want to print the double-spaced copy of the text that I've provided for you. This will let you mark up the text as we trace themes and get up close and personal with the passage. I've also provided for you a book overview study that you can print out. We'll be using this in our first week of study, so don't skip printing that out so you're ready when you want to dive in. Next, grab a notebook and a pen so that you can keep track of what you're learning along the way, both about the nation of Israel and about themes of sin, repentance, and confession in your own life. Once you've got those things, you are ready. Go ahead and turn to week one, day one, and let's dive in together.